Kufnabes. So we did the Gemara till Vomer, the two dots, Vomer Rami Brachoma, which is about 7 or 8 lines down on the white lines. We have to Rashi's on the last piece. So Rashi's Otzberg Lime Chote. It's 4 lines down on the narrow lines in Rashi. So brought a pasuk that a person shouldn't walk on top of grass on Shabbos because of the fact that he might be pulling out terlish kotzer. He's pulling out them from their place, their source of growth. So Rashi, what's regalim chotei alma haloich nami chait karele. Walking is considered chait. So where's that example? The example is when a person is walking on the grass, he's pulling out the grass on Shabbos. So we're brought two brises. One brise says it's aser, one brise says it's mutter. And the Moors gave a few different versions of how to answer explain the difference between the two brises. The first shot was lachim, aser to havi telish. So they're still fresh, still alive. So that's Turlish. And Yaveshim is Kitlushin Domi. If they already have dried out totally, as if they're torn off already. And Mora says, what difference between the Yimashacham and Yimashachshamim? Mora says, the difference between whether they're wearing shoes or not. Sayim Misani, if they're wearing shoes, then it's Mutter. Shori, loisai masani. It's also if they're not wearing shoes, it's also shasavim nidbokim bekishvei. It's ba'isav nitzloshim. The grass gets stuck in between their toes and gets pulled out. Whereas even if they are wearing shoes, the difference if it has uksi or not. Uksi, so Rashi is ashpia kavul mitachtov. It has like a bend, it bends over. The grass gets stuck there and it pulls it off. The Mora says, or even if it has uksi, it depends on the grass. Long strands. The grass is as long as usr. Because then it'll get caught in it. Where if it's short grass, it will get stuck. Then the Mor came out. Now Rashi, it really belongs earlier. Zeriyesh begivarlin umashiran. So the difference in the Yisachama Mesukshamim is the grain is being pulled off or not. But he says, well, nowadays, you pass like Rav Shimon, Dabar Shem Yiskaben is mutter. Rav Shimon Shita is that if a person is doing A, which is walking, and results in B, which is terlesh, but it's not his intent at all, that's mutter as long as it's not a psikresha. So that's why nowadays we're matter. It's an interesting presentation of the Lashon. Boy, even nowadays, Kamalan Rav Shimon, at some point in time, they didn't pass like Rav Shimon, but they didn't know. So that's interesting. So the more of Amar Rami Barchama, Amar Ravasi, back in the Gemara. Also, Lodom Shiakub Isha Ladar Mitzvah. It's also a person to force his wife to have Tashmish with him. Shemar Ba'otzbarag Layim Chote. So the Pasuk refers to the act of Raglayim between the legs is an act of Tashmish. Otz means the pressure. That's also. A person forces his wife to have tashmish. The children are not proper children. What's the pasuk for that? If it's not with das, then the nefesh will not be toiv. Tanya Namihochi, Gambolo Das, Loy Toiv, Zakova Isha Ladabar Mitzah, Vosberg Lime Chutiz Abel Beshone. That's a person who has Bia and then has it again right afterwards. Any Bomber of Rabba Ritzel Lasses Kobon of Zachar, Yibo Vishnu, a person wants to have children which are male boys, he should have to be it twice, one after the other. If she agrees, then it's a good idea. If she doesn't, you don't say, since she agreed to the first one, he has the right to assume that she agrees to having a second round right afterward. Because I'll say that if the woman is Masriya Tchila, so the children will be male. Some more says, how do you get that? If the first time they have Bia, so the man is Masriya, that is more the woman, then she's Masriya, but it comes to the second Bia, she was Masriya first. Amar Shubar Bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The chance gets to Rabbi Yonason. Called Isha Shetavaz, a mitzvah. The woman requests having relations with her husband. Havelin Bonim Shafila Badarisha Moshe Lo Hayukim Moisen. The children they'll have will be so extraordinary that even in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, there wasn't people like that. Dila Badarisha Moshe Ksiv. The pasuk says, "Vulachem anoshim, chachomim unavoinim viduim l'shivtechem." The version that Yisro made a suggestion that they should get a notion which are chachomim, unavoinim, and yiduim l'shivtechem. V'ksiv ekach as v'shay shivtechem anoshim chachomim viduim. So the suggestion was for three things: chachomim, unavoinim, and yiduim. And the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu found Chachamim and Yiduim, real Nevoinim, lo Yashkav. Apparently, he couldn't find Nevoinim. Vilo Gabileya, who went out to greet Yaakov, and in that greeting, she was asking for relations with her husband, so she's Tavas, her husband, the Dvar Mitzvah. She said to him, "Come to me." They had the child Yisachar. That Bnei Yisachar knew Bina. They had been a le'itim about the zman, and they were able to be kaveya. They knew what should be the seder of the chadashim for Klal Yisrael, because they were the Rosh Sanhedrin. They produced 200 Rosh Sanhedrin, which all Klal Yisrael followed their words. So you see that she produced nevoinim, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, but didn't have nevoinim. So the more any, is that true? Is this so? Va'omer Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi, Eser Klolus Niskala lo Chava. That Chava, after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, received 10 Klolus. Yechsev. El Yisho Amar. Rishon said to the woman, Harbo Arbe. So it says the Lashon Harbo. The pasuk says Harbo Arba eats manech v'heronech. So the pasuk Harbo Arba. What is that? Elush netipe domim. The woman is now given an issue of two types of blood flows. Achas dam nida, achas dam psulim. Both of those were given in the wake of the chait. The woman had an issue of nidus. The woman had an issue of dam psulim. Eats manech. So that's two. Zetzar Gidelbonim, it's raising children. Veheronech, Zetzar Iber, that's the pregnancy. The pain, the difficulty of pregnancy. So that's four. Ve'etzav Tel Divonim, Kimashmo, giving birth will, the process of giving birth is painful. So that's five. Ve'elishech Teshukosech, the woman will have a desire to be with the husband. Malamash Isha Mishakekas al Baalo, Shosha Yoitzel Derech. Woman develops a desire to be with her husband when he's leaving her. Well, Yim Shabach, Malamash Isha Tavas Belev, Isha Tavas Bepet. And a woman, he's in control. She can't ask. She just desires, but the man is the one who could ask for that. So you meet a type of benoshim, that's considered sneeze. So the Brisa says that it's not proper for a woman to ask. Now we're saying if a woman asks, she gets tremendous reward for that. Here it's saying it's better not to ask. More answers that ki kamrinon de marzia artzia kame, that she indicates to her actions that she desires, but not that she actually expressly makes a request. Mor says, okay, fine. That answers the stira. But we still have to, the Braisa, or the Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said there's 10, and he only listed 7. Hani Shevan Havyan, this is only 7. You have Dam Nida and Dam Psulim. You have Tsar Gidobonim, Tsar Ibor, and Tsar Haledo. A desire to the husband and the inability to ask for it bepet. So that creates 7. So what's the other 3? Kasar of Dimi Omar Atufa Kaovel, that the woman is always has to have her head covered. So that's just like an oval. They used to, in Zman Chazal, there was that they would wear like a cowl over the head of a person who was in a veilus. She's limited to only one man, whereas a man can marry 2 wives, a woman can only marry one man. And she's, the nature of woman is that she has to be at home. Versus my menudah mikolad. What do you mean when you say menudah mikolad? Leim mishum da'aser lo yichud. Woman is also to be with a man and with yichud. So iunami aser lo yichud. He's also aser to be with a woman with yichud. El dasir lebe tre. That woman is also to 2 husbands. Okay. The Brisa says Magdalis Sar Kililis. A woman grows long hair just like Lilis. Lilis was the name of a shade. I don't know how long that shade Lilis has hair, but apparently that's how women's hair grows. When she relieves herself, she does it sitting. The husband is on top of the woman, so she's like the car, the mattress, the pillow beneath him. The verse says, so there's 3 more things. So why did we only say there's 10? There's 13. So the Yidah says that b'idach shvachula, that these are not considered an element of klal. These are an element of kavod. The hair is what's wrong with growing long hair. It's more tzniyistic that way. This is Karla Bala. I mean, in the process of Tashmish, the woman has the less difficult part of the process than the man does. The Merkhiya Maidach Sib Melafna Mi Behemis Oritz Mefer Shemaim Ichach Menu. So Malfeinu Mi Behemis Oritz, that the Rishon is Melamedos Mi Behemis Oritz. So we can learn the from the animals. There are lessons we can learn from the animals. And from Eifer Shemaim Ichach Meinu, we could get wisdom from the Eifer Shemaim. Mafenu mi behamois, Zu preda shekaras mashenas mayim. So we can learn from the animal, the preda, the mule, that it's when it's mashenas mayim, it sits down. So that's something which we can learn from. That's considered a good thing. You learn from the Tarnagol that it doesn't just do Maisabiyah, but first it creates affection between the rooster and the hen. Even if it had a turn up and given, the maiden sneers mechasul, we could learn the sneers mechasul, that when it relieves itself, it does it privately. We get some in the mola, you can learn the prohibition of stealing from the ants, which never takes up, which is not its, his, it doesn't belong to it, from its other, it might take something which belongs to us, but it won't take something from another ant. Varias miyerno, the yerno gets a partner and it remains with that partner. Both the male and the female remain true to each other. There hurts me tarnagol, and there hurts me tarnagol. So mafias hachakachbol. The proper way of having relations with the wife is mafias beforehand. My mafias law. What is the tarnagol? How is the tarnagol mafias the rooster mafias the hen? This is what the tarnagol says to the tarnagolus. So before it does tashmish, it comes and it spreads its wings very wide in front of the hen. So what is he saying? He's telling her, Svino, lich ziga de motelich ad karech. Says, I'm going to buy you a coat which reaches all the way to your feet. It's a full length fur coat, okay? Or down coat, right? Okay? The boss of hockey, but when it comes down to, you know, that's what he offers. When it comes down to Lamaisa, where what they used to do is he would bow down afterwards. So, Omer law, Lishmitate, Lekarbate, Dauk Tanagolo, I Isle, Belos Domina Lucha. The crop of that rooster, meaning himself, should be torn off. If I have money to buy, and I wouldn't buy it for you. I don't have any money to buy it. I can't afford to buy it. You know, and I promise you that I'm not lying, because if I be lying, I'll lose my crop. So I offered, but the mice, I can't afford it, so I'm sorry. So. Zakrashi. With the bar mitzvah. About 10 lines down on the narrow lines of Rashi. Tashmish. It's referring to a relationship between a husband and a wife. Suppose that the person who forces this is improper, because that's Berglaim Chayte. Berglaim is Loshan Tashmish. The legs is referred to as an act of having relations. It says by Sisera with Yael that between her legs he fell. So as I understand, it means they had beer together. Gamboloi Das, Reisha Daikro, Otzberg Laim, who? Gamboloi Das is the beginning of the Pasuk. Gamboloi Das, Nefesh Lotoiv, it says that when it's done without the agreement of the wife, the children will be Nefesh Lotoiv. Lotoivim, Habonim, Anasim, Boloi Das, Isha. It's not the children which are produced when the woman is not agreeable, are not good children. Shayir Balo Otzberg Laim, the husband was somebody who was pressuring her for Tashmish. Mor says it's referring to Baal Vashana, Shematricha, that they have Bia relations twice, one after the other, so that's the Tircha of the wife. Mor says, it's a Mor's Mithim and Pasik, that says it's a good idea. Ladasi Shavlum is agreeable. It's good. Yivu v'yishna. Shemachas bir rishana nisava ha'isha. After having relations once, the woman gets a desire for the husband. V'hubasha taiva. She gets aroused. Shepoa bir shnia. Therefore, in the second time they have relations, he mazras tchila shall be mazriat first. Echad he mazras tchila, you let a zocher. And if she does that first, the children will be male. The word says a woman who's to marry her husband with remitzel tashmish shall have children which even Meshbedo didn't find in his generation. So chachamim is they have knowledge. That's the actual knowledge. And bina is the ability to extrapolate. Says Yisachar Leia Tzavua Es Yaakov with Bar Mitzvah. Leia came out and requested Yaakov, desired Yaakov, demanded from Yaakov to have Tashmish. Matamar Eli Tzavoy Kisachar Tzachartichu. He's supposed to come to me. And then they had Yisachar. Not sure why it only developed later on in Klai Yisrael during the time. This leads up to the pasuk by Yisachar, Yudei Bina Leitim, was, I think, referring to the time of the Shoftim. They became the leaders at that point in time. It's the pasuk of the Yomim. You know, why weren't they available to Moshe Rabbeinu in his time to be the Nevoinim? If you understand the Pshat is that he had to take from each one of the Shvatim, so the pasuk was referring to he didn't find from all of the other Shvatim, so generally he didn't find Nevoinim. So even though maybe time Rabbeinu he found some of the Nevoinim, but the general to first they didn't find them because it's not clear that an arrangement which they're referring to was, did the Shvatim play any role? It's not clear. Later on it was clear that the it was done by Shevet. By the time of Yisro when he made that recommendation, It's not clear whether that was done Shevet by Shevet or not. So that's the Shvacha Teretz. That's I'm not sure. So it says that. So Mar says that the woman would ask like that. We know that the women don't ask. Says there's 10 clothes for the woman. Sorry, Iber. Uber is chelasein. The woman when she's pregnant, so she's ill. Kashmol tzar later. The birth process is painful. Mishakekas misavad latashmish. A woman desire her husband when he leaves. That is like a form of klola. That's the situation. Whenever he leaves, she desires to be with him, which is not always available. He's in control. He can say whatever he wants. She's not comfortable saying. And here we're saying that she said. She indicates through her actions that that's what she wants. So what's the other three? She doesn't go outside with her hair uncovered. She's separated from all men. Woman can only have one husband. A husband can have more than one wife. Chibusha Beis Asurim Kol Kula Maspelaf Penima. It's her covenant is being inside. So it sounds like before the Chet HaLeitz Adas, that wasn't her, the portion was equal, so she was much as outside as he was. Some say she grows hair kalilis.
Why is this related to the Eitz HaDa'as?
This is part of the, but she got 10 clovis.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So kalilis, shade. So she grows hair like a shade. She relieves herself. That the animal sits down when it relieves itself for meraglim. There's an animal, the preda, the mule does that. He's above and she's below. Solomon says back, that these are not something which is a cloth, these are praiseworthy. So Rashi doesn't mention the hair, so it's just apparently growing hair is not something bad. Well, it sounds like she didn't have long hair before the Chet Eitz Hadas. Yeshevas Mashtenes Bitzniyas Veinach Hasera Klum B'Dover. She's able to do it in a way with the Tzniyas without any issues. When that says Karla Bala means Ein Lo Terech Kol Kach Terecha Meruba Mishalo. His tircha in the process is more than hers. Malfeno is Malamdeno, teaching us lashon of the Aramaic word for what's the word? Upana, an upan, right? It's lashon of the teaching. In Bahamas Soritz. Shenosin behem chokhma laharis on a brush and put chokhma in the animals to teach us lessons. Terel mafayis herlochu pershit kenofav, it comes and spreads its wings. Vupiyus, that's an act of approaching the woman before doing the ma'isa bia. Kermel kamon shermelo liktus malbush megilorz, he offers the buyer a full length coat. It will not relieve itself to defecate if people are in front of people. It goes to find a private place. So it also covers what it has relieved itself. It covers its soya. So that's what a chasul does, a cat. We get some in the mold. Ogra Bakotsum Ma'achola. No, wrong pasuk. Talking. Bekayetz Lachmo. Bein Achaz Gazelas Ma'achola Ma'achola. It appears beforehand. And it's careful enough to take what another one has taken. Rice Mayano, Shana Niska El the Bazugai, that the birds, the Yarna, they commit to each other and they remain committed. Ziga Malbush Karan Koito, it's a coat. He obviously is going to buy her a coat, which goes all the way down to the end of your feet. The Bosarachi Lacher Bila. After it bows down to her after, that's what it does. So what is he saying? So he says, easily, if I had money to buy, I would definitely buy it for you. I can't afford it right now. He says, swearing by the crop in my head. So that's what he does when he's bowing down. Okay. So the Mishnah. Hadela Sheba Muksa. So the Muksa is referred to that behind the houses, they would have a a storage area. So it's referred to as the muksa because they didn't use it regularly. So it was put away for things that you would sort of like put out of your mind. So you mean maksa them, as opposed to the chatzar, which is in front, where you did most of their usage of that space. They would do things outside, which was done in the chatzar, front of the house. Okay. So now, the door which goes out of the house to the muksa. So that type of door, you don't spend too much time making it a fancy door. Once in a while, you have to go get it out. So sometimes all you just do is make it like a board which is in the hole. When you need to, you take out the board and walk through. When you finish, you put it back in place. So it's not attached properly. No need to, because it's very rarely used. The Chadakim Mishav Pirsu. So there is an opening in the wall. So they fill it up with thorns. Umachselis. And a mat, M-A-T, and Nerlin Behem. You can't use them to close up that area. Elim Kain, Gevoya Minoritz. You're not touching the ground. Rashi Delsha Muksum. Mechava Shechari Abatim. It's the open space behind the house. Mishum Hachi Noket Law. The reason why we chose that as opposed to the Chatzar, Mishum Shein Mishtamshin Botar, we don't use it regularly. Vein Balabais Cheshesh Lo Lasis Lo Delis Tzluya Kiroi. The owner doesn't feel it's necessary to make a fully functioning attached door. Ukavua, which is attached and hung properly. Oh, it's Kupa Gregor Pasuk. He puts a piece of wood in the opening. When he opens the door, Matilorz, he lies it down, takes the board out, puts it down on the ground. He puts it down. But yeah, Shatulius, when the gross earth is sometimes it's attached, but even when it's attached, it doesn't hang properly. It hangs down and touches the ground. In Erlen Bo, Bishabbos, you can't use it on Shabbos. From the Abi Binyan, says it goes in and out so infrequently. A and B, it's not hinged properly, so it doesn't look like a door. It looks like a piece of wood. It's part of the house, so it's a problem of the Abi Binyan. From the Abi Binyan, so it looks like you're just building. When you take it out, you put it back in. It looks like you're filling up a hole in the house. That's all it is. When you so even if it's attached, but it's hung down, it's still not kavua. When he puts it up onto the doorstep, so it looks like you're doing burn. They would take thorns, make it into packages. He's keen on Lista Bampirza. You put it into cracks in the wall. Pomim Shub, sometimes you take them out and put them back in. Marcel Shokonim, Shokonim Glida, it's a rat made out of reeds. Excuse me, a mat made out of reeds, not a rat. A mat made out of reeds. So a person can't use those things unless they're goy menorahs, they're not lying on the ground. That's, we'll go through that. Okay, it's all to here.